This tape dedicated in the memory of John Lennon.
Phone entertainment at your line 989-3680 for output and
989-3615 for input.
Hello everybody. It's this tape's being issued for the week of the 15th, and just thinking about it, 10 more days until Christmas, and I'm looking forward to it, and probably about a week away from the Your Line Christmas tape, which I'm looking forward to even more, right, Mark?
I guess.
Anyway, we got a lot of comments on the postal service, which will be very interesting. Also, in the middle of the tape, a tribute to John Lennon's death. So stay tuned, and we'll see you after a couple comments.
Hello, this is Dave of Culver City on this December 7th, 1941. Going back in time a bit, eh? Pearl Harbor Day, actually, 1980. A comment about the Postal Service. Well, what can I say? Very soon, as probably some of you know, the 9-digit zip code will be going in. I'll be very interested to know how it'll sound and how it's going to work. I know that I think it will be an inconvenience to everybody at first, but the main reason why they are doing it is because they are trying to lower the cost of the mail stamps and all that kind of stuff, I believe. It's the reason why. And also, I don't think none of you know about this. Momo Monolith is down. I want to know how come and what's going on with that thing there. It's up there for such a short time, and I'm sorry to see it go all of a sudden, like, know what happened to it. Probably a lot of you know Z is down. Yep, the old Z that used to be up for so many years is all shut down now. But if you absolutely are anxious to miss a digit, you can dial the machine at 836-5556, and that's a number in Culver City. And also, there's other machine numbers. There's a machine number out in San Pedro at 833-3339. And 1714 area code, 833-3339 again. Two numbers are the same. That's all I have to say. So, yes, we'll talk to you all later. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, your line callers. This is Karen, Grateful Dead, calling again. Bringing you concert news. Oingo Boingo with special guest Suburban Lawns will be in concert New Year's Eve at Perkins Palace in Pasadena. Reserved seats are $10. Sin Rizzi with special guest Code Blue will be performing.
Sorry, Karen, the tape ran out there.
Good evening, callers. This is Larry from Culver City with a word of advice for those of you who plan to open interest-bearing checking accounts. Find somebody across the country who also has an interest-bearing checking account. Send him some money. Have him send you the same amount of money. When you both get your checks, deposit the money. It starts earning interest at both ends. Keep doing it. Make sure you don't overdraw your account, and it'll still be legal. But keep doing it, and doing it, and you keep earning interest on paper money.
Hi, this is Keith of Studio City. Yeah, that's my name. With a comment on the postal service. Well, I think they're pretty efficient, more or less. Boy, I just mailed a letter about 2 weeks ago from here in Studio City to Granada Hills. And it only took 3 days to get there. Wow. And they keep wanting to raise the price for this garbage, too. And in addition, they have ugly stamps with people on them that I'd never heard of before, and I don't really care. And ugly little trucks, blue and white, how awful. The only thing I like about our postal service, really, is their mailbox, a little insignia with that weird bird on it. Never been able to figure out what kind of bird it was. And, well, you said to be brief on John Lennon's death. Okay, it's bad. Bye.
This is Ken North Hollywood. I just wanted to say that on January 4th at the Los Angeles Hilton Hotel, they will be showing a film called Doctor Who and the Daleks. Now, for this the program that was on TV was taken off TV, and for those of you who may be interested, this is the original movie that played in England. And it's going to be on January 4th at the Hilton Hotel at the Los Angeles Science Fiction Comic Book Convention. And there's only a 50-cent admission, so, I mean, if anybody's interested, it's hardly a waste of money, 50 cents, you know. Well, this is Eric, North Hollywood. Goodbye.
Who was that?
This is Ken North Hollywood. It's hardly a waste of money, 50 cents, you know. Well, this is Eric, North Hollywood. Goodbye.
What are you, a schizophrenic or something? Which one?
Hello, this is Tom, the snob of Van Nuys. Some people say I'm stuck up, but hey, I'm actually just too hip. No, seriously now. I'd like to say that, you know, of course everybody's sad that John Lennon died, but hey, you know, everybody must live on. He was a great man. And I'd like to say to Karen Van Nuys, please call me. I want to know if you're still alive. I hear your comments, but maybe you just come back from the dead just to do your comments. You know, your name is Karen Grateful Dead. Now, Karen Grateful Dead, I want you to call me to make sure you're alive. So that's not my comment. My comment is, did you know that if you take 6 eggs and you take away 3, that you only have half of what you had? Reality, what a concept. The notorious Thomas the Rock Van Nuys. Goodbye.
Postal service, huh? Okay, well, this is Jerry Canoga Park, and it's about 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and that's like to talk about the postal service. Okay, I've been hearing that they might put advertising on the side of those big blue mail trucks you've been seeing, and maybe the little ones that deliver the little boxes to your house. That's so to keep the prices of the stamps down, from what I hear. Well, this has been a comment from Jerry Canoga Park. Remember, call your line in line at and your line output at. Goodbye.
This is Jerry Dummy reporting from Eyewitness News on your line. Well, it seems apparent as though Albany has finally keeled over. Albany choked himself on his mother's fruit salad. His mom was last heard saying, "Alan, Alan, I want to see you." But he finally was killed to death from choking on the salad. He was killed at 9 in the evening. His dad was saying, "Alan, why did you do it?"
I think you've been misinformed there, Party. Al Bernay is alive and well and living in his basement in West Los Angeles.
It's a freaky here. And I finally heard one of your tapes. First time in a long while. How I spent my Christmas vacation. Oh, bloody home. I think you need something new to talk about. Well, how do you people out there feel about the violent overthrow of the United States government? Sounds like fun to me. Bye.
Hello there, your line callers. It's approximately 10:45 in the morning of Sunday, December 14th, 1980. And a quick comment pertaining to the Postal Service, as it pertains to the going from 5 digits to 9 digits in the zip code. There may be some valid reasons for doing so, but I think overall it's kind of ridiculous, even if they keep the 5-digit code that you have now the same and just add 4 digits either to the end or put them at the beginning. People will have to start carrying around cards to remember what their zip code is, and I think that will be rather impractical, considering that oftentimes when you are asked for your zip code, you are not carrying, you know, all your, you know, your identification, your cards and everything with you. And to have to make sure that you have that with you at all times is kind of ridiculous. Most people couldn't remember a 9-digit code. The main reason that I called was I wanted to make a brief comment pertaining to the holiday coming up, primarily Christmas. And that is the, well, it's been said many times before, but it seems that we're far too hung up on the green of Christmas, and I don't mean the marijuana smoke. I mean the financial aspects of Christmas. I think this year was the worst that I can remember, even before Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, even as early as, I think it was September or October, I was seeing various commercials for various items, you know, buy now, buy early for Christmas. And that's, you know, it's ridiculous, ludicrous, and really kind of disgusting, especially that far in advance of Christmas. So I would like to see, not, I don't want everybody to not get into the spirit of giving and receiving and just look at it purely and simply as a religious holiday, no. But I think that a little bit more humility and a little bit more reasonability as it pertains to gift getting and gift receiving would be kind of nice. And I would like to remind all of you that Montage has a Valley output number at 995-8951. And if you'd like to leave some input on the Montage line, you will have to call the 660-LA number, because the 995 number does not divert to input ever. It's purely an output diverter. But leave your input at 660-2800 and call to hear what you said a few days later at 995-8951 for you Valley folks. And this has been Steve 24.
That's right. So call Montage. Good comment, Steve. I happen to agree with you completely on how blown out of proportion this holiday season is in the advertising. Anyway, we'll have our tribute to John Lennon coming up very shortly. First, I'd like to give you next week's or this week's suggested theme, which is newspapers and magazines. Which ones are your favorite and why, and or your least favorite or whatever. Also, call the input line at 989-3615 and leave your comments on that. You can write to us at the P.O. Box on anything you wish, questions asking us, hey, what's it like to be a line runner, or how do we put together these tapes and spend a lot of time splicing the leader tape off of them. So you can write and ask anything you want. That's P.O. Box 611, Van Nuys, California, 91408. And we do encourage the mail because we like to get it, and we will answer all your letters personally. Anyway, now on to our tribute to John Lennon.
This is Uncle Brucey. It's 8:46 p.m. on Monday, December 8th, 1980. I just 2 minutes ago finished talking to you, and there was a news bulletin. John Lennon was killed in New York City tonight. That is all. Goodbye.
And facing arraignment for John Lennon's murder. Police in New York say hours before he allegedly shot Lennon, Chapman had persuaded the former Beatle to autograph one of his albums. Just hours before his death, John Lennon did what turned out to be his last interview. It was with the RKO Radio Network, the parent company of KHJ Radio. Lennon has a hit song, ironically. It's called Starting Over. And after years of seclusion, Lennon was returning to recording, returning very enthusiastically.
This is the first album. I know we worked together before. We even made albums together before. But we feel like this is the first album. I feel like nothing happened before today.
The three former Beatles, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, are all said to be in states of shock this morning.
Police have not established a motive. Police in Honolulu say Chapman bought the revolver there about 6 weeks ago. Since he had no police record, they say his permit to carry the gun was approved. The manager of a Honolulu apartment house where Chapman lived with his wife says the suspect seemed like a normal guy. His wife told reporters that she and Chapman had lived in Hawaii for about 4 years, and he is unemployed. The surviving Beatles, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, are reported in deep shock today in England over the death of their former colleague.
Chief of Detectives in New York City, James Sullivan, said Chapman was apparently a wacko. Last year, John Lennon and his wife donated $1,000 to help buy bulletproof vests for city police.
Details of John Lennon's death today. One newspaper also carried an editorial saying Lennon's meaningless murder is increasingly typical of New York and the United States in general, where it said the freedom to carry guns has brought forth monsters. The editorial went on to say, while Lennon's murder will deservedly sink back into the obscurity from which he came, Lennon's own reputation and achievement will remain secure in the memory of all those to whom the music of the Beatles came as a delight and a revelation. Ringo says there will be no funeral service for the slain rock star, but that his fans and friends will be invited later this week to pray for his soul. Yoko Ono gave no date for the prayer vigil and did not reveal burial plans. Instead of flowers, she asked for contributions to Lennon's personal charity foundation, known as the Spirit Foundation.
Mark Chapman, a one-time rock musician, has been officially charged with second-degree murder in New York City with the slaying of John Lennon.
Hi, your line caller. This is John Encino, and what I just heard was very shocking to me and many rock and roll fans. You know, every time there's a special report on TV, many people usually think it's something to do. Maybe the hostages were freed, maybe they have some dumb report about fires or something. But now what I just saw during the football game, there was a special report, and ex-Beatle John Lennon was shot to death.
This is the Mad Maestro from Fillmore. I'd like to say, roll over Beethoven, you have a brother.